Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton.
And again, welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats. Leah Bergman joining us, coach of the St. John's Tipton girls basketball team. Coach, you played a couple games since we talked last. Tescott Friday, you won 54-30, and then a nice 58-34 win over Thunder Ridge on Tuesday. Some quick thoughts about Tescott there Friday. You pick up the 24-point league win.
Yeah, it was good. We played on their smaller court, which we play in Tipton, so we're a little bit used to. But I thought our girls played well. Katie Brummer played great, finally got the ball to fall in the basket a couple times. So that was great to get her some points and hopefully get her going this year. And we had some other girls that played really well. Tescott's, you know, they're a tough physical team. So I was happy that we were able to come out of there with a win.
58-34 win, as I mentioned, over Thunder Ridge. Carly Brummer had 15, Jenny Gingler 15 as well. Obviously, with Ritzky out of the lineup, Slavic is who really they're going to, and she had 23, but you're able to hold pretty much everybody else in check. What stood out the most there, the win over Thunder Ridge on Tuesday?
Yeah, like you said, you know, it's a bummer that they had, you know, Ritzky had another injury this year, and she's out for the year, so that, you know, you never want to see that for kids. But I thought Slavic, she did a great job. I mean, she's tall, she's athletic, she can move well. So, you know, I thought our girls did a good job. They played good defense on her, but I told them, I said, sometimes you can play perfect defense, be in the right spot, and the other person still scores just because they're taller than, you know, 6 inches taller than you. So it was kind of, you know, it was frustrating for the girls because they felt like they were in good position. She was still scoring, but that's just a testament to that she's a good player. And we'll face other girls like that. But, you know, in those games, like you said, we kind of have to limit other scorers if they have someone who has that kind of scoring potential. And I thought our girls did a great job at taking away other girls' shots and really making Thunder Ridge rely on their inside game. So we got to work on some things. We got some playing time for some of our other girls. Some girls off the bench had some good minutes. So always happy when we can get some playing time under their belt and coming out with a win. So I was happy with that as well.
Wilson coming up next for you on Friday. You have them in Tipton. Just kind of looking at the Lady Dragons, they're 10-3. They went on a three-game losing streak, which you actually started. They're in the semifinals of the Northern Plains League tournament, but they won coming back against Rock Hills. Just looking at Wilson the second time around, what are some of the things that you'll focus on there?
Yeah, they're a tough team. You know, they've got a couple guards who are athletic and aggressive, and I think last game we kind of let them hang around a little bit longer than we would have liked to with some fouls. We got some early foul trouble, and they hit a lot of free throws that first half, which towards the end of the game I thought we did a lot better job at not fouling, not letting them stay in the game by getting to the free throw line. So hopefully that's something we can do again when we're in Tipton, is kind of limiting those easy baskets, those free points, you know, from the charity stripe and making them earn those baskets. I expect it to be, again, another opportunity for us to get better at some things that we don't always get to. Sometimes it's hard to, you know, scrimmage, play a lot of five-on-five in practice just because you're trying to teach a lot of girls a lot of things. And, you know, sometimes the intensity isn't there when you're playing against your friends. So games are a good opportunity for us to practice more game-like situations, obviously, things that we talk about in practice, but you don't always have the same game situations as you do in a live game. So it'll be a good chance for us. Hopefully we can play the way that we're capable of playing. And if we can do that, I think hopefully we'll be successful.
Leah Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and best of luck in these next couple games coming up.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you.
Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. Lance Bergman with us, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay basketball team. Two wins since we talked last, coach. You went at Tescott there on Friday night and then picked up a win over Thunder Ridge, a real nice win for you there on Tuesday night at home. Going back to that Friday game against Tescott first, again, you get the victory 76-48. Daniel Eiler to career high 23. Edward Hrnic added 15. And then and Daniel came back with 18 points and 17 rebounds against Thunder Ridge as well in that 57-50 win on Tuesday. So over the last couple games, he's obviously standing out for you, but what are you seeing from your group here in these two wins?
Well, I guess we'll go back to the Tescott game first. And really, I was disappointed in our first quarter. Played him in the league tournament, you know, thought we was just going to walk in there, it's going to be no problem. And at the end of the first quarter, it's 17-17, and I'm just looking at the kids, and I'm trying to explain to them, it's like, you guys have got to decide that you want to be better or just continue to be satisfied with playing even with a team that you should be doing well. Came out in the second quarter, and we went on a pretty good run going to halftime. I don't remember exactly what it was, something like 29-6 or somewhere in that range. But our intensity stepped up, started getting the ball back inside, giving Daniel his opportunities to score, and then just kind of really stepped it up defensively and got them in a little bit of foul trouble. Pressure obviously started getting to them on their small floor and came away with the win that we knew we should have got. Fortunately, figured that out Friday because we knew coming into the Thunder Ridge game that we were going to have to play a really good basketball game. It's kind of a tough matchup for us. You know, we're more finesse basketball style, trying to beat you with quickness and some of those type of things and intensity level versus a team that's a very good basketball team, but it's just a bunch of football players that are very physical that can play good basketball, and we knew that came out in the first quarter. We weren't quite ready to go again. Got down quickly 6-0, called a really fast timeout. From that point on, our intensity level stepped up, started playing better. We're going against 2-3, that outside three-point shot just looks so enticing. I'm tried to explain to the kids, that shot's going to be there. You know, whether you take it, I know we don't have a shot clock, but whether we take it 5 seconds into a shot clock or 30 seconds into a shot clock, that same shot's always going to be there. So don't settle for getting it first and get it inside. And when we did that, we did really well. You know, Daniel had a huge game. Rebounding was one of the things we talked about that we were going to need to do against Thunder Ridge if we even wanted to be competitive. I think they still had like 14 offensive rebounds or something like that, But like you mentioned, Daniel ended up with 17 boards, and a lot of them were huge defensive boards. Like if it was a rebound in that game, Daniel was getting it for us, and that was awesome. Then was able to get the ball inside. He was able to score some and get to the free throw line, knock down some free throws. We went 8-for-11 from the free throw line. I think Thunder Ridge went 8-for-21. So that's a pretty big difference in the game I'm sure they're going to look at. And then our press was pretty effective. You know, Luke Bates started getting it at the high post, hitting some shots there, and that really helps. As Edward did a really nice job coming in off the bench. He started the second half. Just felt like I needed him out there for ball handling purposes. And we got Thunder Ridge in some foul trouble, so they had to sit some of their kids. That was what allowed us to pull away just a little bit in the first half. And, you know, where we were able to go a little deeper in the bench, I feel like that really helps. And like I said, it may be only 30 seconds. It may be a minute, but those things matter, and they really help.
You move on with Wilson coming up on Friday night. They started 6-2, but they've lost 5 in a row. Some quick thoughts on that matchup in Tipton.
You know, I haven't had a chance to see much about them. I know that they came over to Beloit and played us in a JV game, and so my team has at least seen a little bit of them, so they have a little bit of an idea. Our JV played extremely well against them at our place. You know, just I got to watch film of it, obviously, but I was really happy with what they did. So it's one of those things, you know, we're gonna pressure them. You know, I mean, it's no secret. We're going to put on the press. We're going to try to make it a full court game and, you know, get some steals here or there. And then I really want us to continue on focusing, going inside first and giving Daniel the ball inside Jacob. I want Luke to get in there, you know, post up and then kick it out. My favorite three-point shot is after it's went inside and then came back out. So that's something I want to continue to work on, continue to get better offensively. And then you know, just continue to play without fouling. I think we've done a little bit better job of that this second, you know, this later half of the season. That's really helped us out a ton. Our defense has stepped up. And I think that's what's, you know, made us have such a success this little last 2 weeks is our defensive intensity and things like that have improved. And our offense just comes with how well we play defensively. So that's what I'm expecting Friday.
Lance Bergman, coach of St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck here in the next couple games.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Scott Germark and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every week by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Broshart Corporation, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and by Nextech.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. Scott Germark with us, coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, after a long, lengthy Northern Plains League tournament week and then a couple games after that, you did have Tuesday off, but you played Friday against Osborne. Obviously, always a rivalry game there, and they got you 65-43 Friday night. Lauren Brummett had 11, Taylor Betts with 10 for you, but they were able to use kind of some of that pressure early in the game to get to you and get a lead. What were your thoughts the way the girls played, though, and dealt with that on Friday night?
Yeah, I really thought the girls came out and they handled what we knew that they were going to do to us. And we talked about that pressure and being able to handle it. And I mean, man, I tell you what, they shot lights out from the three. I mean, every time we would go down and get a stop, they would come back and you always seemed to hit timely threes. And, you know, I thought, Gracie Reiner did a good job. I mean, she's so hard off the bounce. She has probably the best crossover in the league out of the girls that I've seen, and her ability to get into the lane and find the open shooters, and they're able to knock those threes down. And that Beffer girl, I swear she enjoys playing against us because she always seems to go off too all the time. And when she's hitting, you know, threes 4 feet behind the line, you just tip your cap to her and say, hey, good shot. And they're just tough. I mean, and even when we were able to get stops, we'd get it down to 6 to 8 points, and you know, they always found a way. We just didn't find the shooters playing defense, and they're able to knock them down. And you know, we shot 2 of 21 from three, and that usually doesn't happen for us, but we'll work on that. But I thought overall, you know, they did the same game plan that St. John's threw at us. You know, double Lauren down low, get pressure on us, and hats off to them. I mean, they're just a solid team. I mean, they're a reason why they're ranked as high as they are, and they're just hard to beat. You got to keep with them, and we didn't, and they ended up putting it to us there at the end.
Rock Hill's next for you. They're 6-8, 3-3 in the league. They've lost a couple in a row here against Wilson and Sylvan Lucas on the road. You go up to their place Friday. What do you see from them, and what do you need to do to have success?
Yeah, I really like how Coach Meisner coaches them. I mean, he gets the best out of those girls. You know, their guards, I mean, they're scrappy. They're gonna bring it to you. And I mean, Welchel, I mean, she's just an all-around good player. I mean, hard to defend. I mean, can hit them from the outside. Is so good down low. And we got to be ready to go. And I mean, it's been nice not to have a game Tuesday, and we can get back and work on things that will help us get better, because we haven't even reached our peak yet, and we kind of want to do that there at the end. And I mean, we got to be ready to go on Friday because you can't look past Rock Hill because, I mean, they got the firepower to beat you. And we just got to do what we do and take it from there, and we'll see how the game plays out.
Scott Germar, coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck there Friday and Tuesday in your next games.
Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate it.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get 2 free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable, on TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and 2 streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust, fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. Drew Dusky with us now, the coach of the Lakeside Knight boys basketball team. Coach, just the one game since we talked last. You had Osborne there on Friday night. You fall 68-50. They kind of got out early. You made a little comeback, but in the end, an 18-point loss. Reese Remus had 12. Ross Hudson and Jordan Schoen each 10 for you. Did play better offensively than the first time you saw Osborne, but what were your thoughts on the way the game went there on Friday night?
You know, I thought we played pretty well all around. You know, going into halftime, I think it was 31-34. We were down by 3, and that's a good spot for us, especially kind of how the way the game went the first time we played them. And then they kind of opened it up a little bit in the second half. And you know, Osborne's a team where, you know, you help off one guy when they're driving, or you try to double down in the post. And we tried to take away their post play. And they got guys that when they're open on the outside, they knock down shots. I think, you know, any one of their guards was, they were shooting well that night. And I thought we did a good job being aggressive on the offensive end. I thought we were physical with them. And you know, you look at that 18-point loss, we missed 16 free throws, and not that you're going to make all the free throws. You know, it would probably made it a little bit closer game down the stretch. But, you know, I was pleased with the way we played. I thought we were aggressive, and you know, we didn't quit. We kept on fighting. So I was happy with the effort the boys put out.
Rock Hill's coming up next for you on Friday night. This is a team, obviously, that's very improved from a year ago. They won just 3 games last year. They already have 6 wins this year. It's kind of like you. They're 1 game below 500 right now, and 3-3 in the conference. So when you kind of, or the league, when you kind of look at this team, what do you expect from Rock Hill's in an improved group Friday?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're kind of in the same boat we are. I mean, you know, we play a lot of young kids. They got a lot of young kids. And so we're going to have to be aggressive. We're going to have to play good defense and make sure we rotate out on shooters. And you know, we need to make it a point to try to get it into the post on offense. You know, I'm assuming they're probably going to play us in some type of zone and try to allow us to shoot the ball, and at times we don't shoot the ball well from the outside, so we're going to have to emphasize trying to get into the post and either try to get some easy scores inside or get fouled and go to the free throw line. But we're going to have to play aggressive, and we're going to have to play good kind of defense.
Yeah, before we talk again, you'll have St. John's Tipton coming up in Beloit next Tuesday as well. It's a team that you've already seen once this year. They got you at the league tournament 65-54. Just kind of looking at this second meeting with St. John's Tipton, what are some of the things you'll look to maybe improve upon this second time around?
Defensively, we've got to play better. You know, we know who their shooters are. We've got to do a better job of rotating out contested shots. And we've got to do a good job of trying to stop their post play inside. And we've got to get off to a fast start against like St. John's. We can't let their press dictate how we play, and we just have to be aggressive offensively. And I think if we can score the ball consistently, I think it'll be a good game. But we definitely have to worry about making sure we're moving the ball and getting things spread out and kind of not letting them push us out of our comfort zone on the offensive end.
Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside Knights here in the locker room chat. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck as you play in these next couple games coming up.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside locker room chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation in Downs, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue with Rock Hills head coaches Nick Meisner and Zach Duffy. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake and online, kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Thursday night locker room chat show, and I have Rock Hills girls head coach Nick Meisner with us. And Coach Meisner, you will pick it up on Friday, 48-39. Wilson just came up a little bit short in that one. Thought you played well at times, but probably just not enough shot making. Would you agree?
Yeah, you know, the first half, it was pretty back and forth, kind of a fast-paced game. Wilson came out hot, and we were shooting the ball well. Lauren Welschel had three or four trays in the first half, and I felt really good. But, you know, I kind of thought, hey, maybe we need to be a little more and methodical on our offense in the second half, and we let a few quick shots go, and we went cold. And we should have been more methodical and pass it 6-7 times and get a better look inside. But I think we went or scored 13 points in the second half. You're not going to win too many games doing that, like you said. And, you know, credit to Wilson. They had a couple good shooters, and they got hot, and we didn't get out on them and contest them like we should have, and kind of let it get away from us. But, you know, offensive rebounds, we've given up quite a few of those here lately. We haven't converted our free throws, really got to the line like I wanted to. And those two things are just a recipe to not win when it comes down to it. But Wilson's a really good team. You know, they are what their record is, 10-11 wins. And they deserve to be, you know, the third or fourth place team in the league at the tournament that they proved. And we went down there. That's a tough place to play. But, you know, I'm proud of the team. We're kind of where I thought we'd be record-wise. I'd like to steal a couple wins here and there, you know, just to get a better seating at sub-state. But, you know, we're there. We just got to execute better on offense.
And speaking of tough teams, you played another one on Tuesday night against Sylvan Lucas. Sylvan Lucas, they got out in front of you in that one, I think, 15-2 after one quarter of play. You fought back a couple times, got it within single digits, but just couldn't get back over the hump.
Yeah, just a really poor first quarter, and I don't know what happened there. You know, we're not executing and finishing our shots. We're getting easy looks offensively, and maybe too easy at times or something. But, yeah, 15-2 starting out, that's just it's hard to come back from. But, you know, our girls are fighters. You know, we could have laid down, and that could have been a 65-20 ball game, you know, how it started out. But, yeah, we called back and actually won the second quarter 10-6, only down by 9.5. And then actually we sliced into it more, got it to 7 early in the third, but just couldn't convert some shots. We went 7-for-17 from the line. That's not going to win you games. We did a really good job, I thought, defensively, and we rebounded better. We got their best player in foul trouble and actually fouled out, and we just didn't take advantage when that happened. We stuck to the game plan, and it was a decent one, I feel. It just, like I said, offensively, scoring 29 points, it just that's tough to win. And Sylvan, you know, they've got enough players to step up and hit outside shots, and we got a little laxed on the defensive end on a couple of trays that kind of opened it up. But, you know, like I said, our team, we're a bunch of fighters. I'm proud of them. You know, we got another tough one come Friday against Lakeside. And then it's going to get a little bit better for us, and I think we'll rattle off, you know, 4, 5, 6 wins. I think that's very, very possible for us as long as we stay locked in, engaged, and just execute a little bit better offensively.
And that Lakeside game will be on the air here on Z96.3 The Lake on Friday. What is one thing that you would like to see your team kind of clamp down on Lakeside on Friday?
They've got the Bergman girl, you know, she's very capable of scoring 20, 25 points and hitting trays on the perimeter. So we got to contest and know where she's at all times. The Betts girl's pretty good. Brummett inside. So, you know, they got 2-3 weapons that are, I think they all average double figures. And so we got to lock down defensively and rebound. Keep Brummett off the boards. I think she's averaging 11 or 12 rebounds a game. So, you know, we're definitely got to work on our perimeter defense and boxing out, and I think we'll have a chance. I really do. I like the matchup for whatever reason. I feel good about it, but, you know, we'll see Friday. That's why you got to play them.
Yep. We'll see how things go on Friday, and we'll talk to you next week and see how things are progressing, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
Great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh family pack, boneless, skinless chicken breast, only $1.99 a pound, now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday, Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh boneless beef, bottom round, rump roast, $3.99 a pound, now through Tuesday, Kears Thriftway in Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
This is Jason Broadfoot on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. This is the Thursday night locker room chat. I have Rock Hills boys head coach Zach Duffy with us. And Coach Duffy, you know, looked pretty good there against Wilson, and got yourself a nice win. What Cooper McDill had a really nice night for you guys. Did he have a nice week of practice? What is it that he really improved on that gave him that big game?
Yeah, you know, Cooper's just really coming into his own. I think he's just kind of, you know, based on his practices and his play, is just kind of working into that leadership role. And he's definitely a kid who is just a leader by example in what he does. I mean, not just on the basketball court, but, you know, in the weight room and in his day-to-day stuff, his academics. I mean, everything he does it the right way, and that's important as it transfers over to the basketball court. So, you know, we showed up Friday night there at Wilson, and you could just kind of see it with him. You know, it was one of those games he just really wanted. He knew it was a big game for our program, and, man, he was going after every board. He was just battling, and I think when he does that, everybody else's level of, you know, playmaking ability and rebounding and defense goes up too. So it wasn't just Cooper. It was a full team effort, and, man, I was proud of the boys. I really challenged them going into halftime of, you know, we've got to step up on the defensive end, and every rebound got to be ours, because in order for us to stay in games and beat teams that are better than us, we're going to have to slow the tempo down, and we're going to have to really rebound and get gritty on defense. So, like I said, yeah, Cooper had a really big game, and I was really proud of him, but all the boys, they're working their tail off. They're coming together as a team, and I was just really, really proud of them, and I'm proud of the time and the effort and energy that they put in, and that goes for everybody on the team. You know, all nine guys, they all have a role, and I'm just so proud of them, and I'm really blessed to be their coach.
What is there one thing that you'd like to see in this last couple of weeks where you are improving that you'd really like to see one thing get hammered home here for the stretch run?
Man, honestly, you know, right now our free throw shooting is just awful. We didn't shoot it well on – we were under 50% on Friday night. And, you know, as we get in games where we learn to, you know, grind it out and slow the game down, you got to make the freebies. And that's just a big area of concern for us right now. But also, I mean, learning to play in those close games and learning to win when, you know, the pressure's high and it's a loud gym and a loud environment. Because, like I said, with nine guys right now and the young team, we're probably not going to blow teams out for the most part. We gotta play defense and grind them out. And so free throw shooting towards the end of games and the pressure's on, and then just in general, when it's a close game, learning to, you know, slow yourself down, take care of the ball, be strong with the basketball. Those are areas we really need to work on and get better at.
All right, real quick, you have Lakeside coming up on Friday, February 3rd. What are your thoughts on that one coming up? What do you want to see from your boys again?
Well, first and foremost, there, Drew Dusky, man, he's a good coach. He's got those kids playing well. I think they've come into their own and kind of found their identity after losing, you know, that big senior class and a lot of talent there. They've got some scores, Cunningham and the Hudson kid, and on the outside they can really shoot it, and they're going to get after you on the defensive end. And just based on a little bit of film I've watched, they're gritty and they're going to get after you on the defensive end of the floor. So it's going to be a challenge for us. I hope, you know, I would encourage our fans to come out. It's a big game for us. But we're looking forward to it, and again, it'll be another good barometer for us.
All right, again, Thursday night locker room chat. We'll check with you next week and see how the team's progressing, hopefully on the same path, right?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Rock Hills Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Kears Thriftway in Mankato, along with Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Great savings now through Tuesday, Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh iceberg lettuce, just 99 cents a head. Now through Tuesday, Kears Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday, Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh blueberries, $1.99 a pint, now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We have the Thursday night Locker Room Chat show. And I'm joined by Sylvan Lucas girls head coach Craig Batchman. And Coach Batchman will start on Friday. You like the 59-29 victory over Otis Bison. I think the number 29 sticks out a little bit for you as holding those opponents to under 30 points.
Yeah, you know, that girls came out. They got after it defensively, put a lot of pressure on Otis. Able to get some easy buckets that way with the pressure. And then also I thought our offense, I thought we moved the ball a lot better than what we had been. So overall, I was really pleased with our effort that night.
Yeah, and Keely Kenobi had 27 points on that evening. Always nice to have someone where you know you can go somewhere to get a bucket when you need it.
Yeah, she really did go off. You know, she was getting after it and stuff and got the hot hand. So get her the ball and let her go to work is what we were doing there for a little bit. So it was good to see that.
Yeah. Then on Tuesday, you get the same result, but as a coach, you know none of these games look exactly the same. Rock Hills, you get a 44-29 victory. This game, you didn't really have that offensive performance from Keely Kenobi. She had to fight a little bit of foul trouble and stuff like that, but almost a blessing in disguise in that you had a chance for some other players to step up.
Yeah, no, I was the girls all across, you know, we had that scoring spread out there on Tuesday. You know, everyone was out there contributing and stuff. And like you said, they had to because Keely did get in some foul trouble, and so they had to step up, and I thought the girls did a great job knocking down shots, moving the ball well on the offensive side of things, getting some really good cuts to the basket, and finishing that way.
After a game like that, do you stress how important it is for that to happen? As you well know, once you get into a postseason situation, these are one-game situations. Something like that can happen again. Maybe she gets poked in the eye or just something short-term like that where you don't have her for a few minutes and you just need to have somebody step up.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely talk about that and stuff. You know, we're going to probably do that today in practice and stuff, you know, talk about how well I thought the girls did step up and stuff when she was sitting on the bench and everything. And like you said, we just got to be prepared for those situations.
Mm-hmm. And Friday, you come back with a pretty interesting ball game against Thunder Ridge. Thunder Ridge is, you know, when they're good, they're really good, and they are trying to figure some things out with some injuries. But, you know, when they're good, they're right there with anybody in the Northern Plains League. What do they bring to the table that has you a little concerned anyway?
Yeah, you know, once again, they, like you said, they're a good team. You know, they have a little bit of hype, and, you know, coach there, he always has them ready to play and everything. You know, we got to make sure we get out. They're great three-point shooters and everything, so we got to try to limit those opportunities. We got to keep Slavic off the boards and try to contain her a little bit the best we can with her height. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenging game for us on Friday.
Yeah. Then on the flip side, what do you think you can do that will give them a little bit of an issue?
You know, I think we're a little quicker and stuff. I think we do a good job of spreading the ball out and pushing it down the floor on them and stuff. But, you know, Darren does a great job always making you second guess what you're doing and stuff and changing it. So we'll have to just play it by ear and see what he brings and see how our girls respond.
All right, Coach, as always, thank you for your time, and we'll check in next week, see how things are going.
All right, thank you.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank. Member FDIC.
This is Jason Bradford on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Thursday night locker room chat show, and I have Sylvan Lucas's boys head coach Jeff Starkey with us. And Coach Starkey started off Friday with a 51-32 win against Otis Bison. A pretty impressive defensive performance on that one.
Yeah, and you know, I think when you hold teams to the low score totals, it makes winning a lot easier. And I think in both of our games, Friday and Tuesday, we were able to do that. And, you know, that makes things easier for you on the other end.
And speaking of Tuesday, in that game against Rock Hills, 48-28, again, another low total there. But you kind of got to be happy with that start you got off to. What was it, 15-3 after the first quarter?
Yeah, I think it might have been 18. Yeah, I thought it was 18. I don't have it in front of me. But, yeah, when you jump out early in the first quarter, and I thought we did that Friday night as well against Otis Bison. So you get off to hot starts. We're able to play both ball games in the fourth quarter. We're playing our JV kids, get them good experience. So overall, it was a couple of good performances.
Can you pinpoint one thing that might be leading to these really good defensive performances? I kind of thought on Tuesday it was the pressure from your guards out on the outside didn't let them get into their offense very easily.
Yeah, and it comes back to, I think we're just getting a little bit better at being in the right spot at the right time. You know, we talked last night. We could still be better at communicating, but I think we're slowly starting to be in the right spot at the right time, and that's something that you can always improve upon.
Got a nice night from Matthew Lawson on Tuesday against Rock Hills. How has he come along to maybe help you in that second scorer realm there to help take the pressure off of Alden a little bit?
Yeah, and really, you know, we started off the year, Valden and Lane Homewood were two kids. You know, I think one game early in the year they combined for 50 points. But being able to add Matthew gives us somebody inside that we can throw the ball to, and he's really progressed nicely since Christmas.
Got a nice test on Friday against Thunder Ridge. What do you expect in that one?
Well, playing them up there, you know, it's always a tough game just because of that gym. And they got a big group of seniors, a lot of size, a lot of athleticism. They've had success in football and now basketball, and it's going to be a tough environment for
them. Okay. All right.
A chance to win that game.
Yeah. All right, Coach, thank you for your time, and I hope you guys stay healthy and everything and have a nice stretch run. As, believe it or not, February, the calendar flips over to February, and we can talk about things like the stretch run here, right, can't we?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank. Member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.